KQED.
There's a primary election on Tuesday in Los Angeles. Voters face a laundry list of candidates for mayor, but the headline grabber is the big outside money, millions of dollars, pouring into the school board races. It's not that the contenders for mayor aren't serious candidates, but none of them have managed to light up the city's political floorboards. Frank Stoltz covers politics for KPCC in Los Angeles. We asked him to give us the lay of the land.
Voters in L.A. always want to hear about traffic. They always want to hear about potholes. But the city is facing what some describe as a fiscal crisis. There are budget deficits and pension liabilities going forward that could threaten the city's financial stability. And that really is what a lot of folks are worried about, certainly the folks who are going to show up to vote. And interestingly, the candidates have talked a bit about it, but there's been a lot of criticism. They have not offered enough specifics on how to deal with the financial problems.
Does race, and for that matter, ethnicity, play into this election in a big way?
It's probably playing less than it did when Antonio Villaraigosa sought to become the first Latino mayor in modern L.A. history. But race and ethnicity still matter in a city where racial and ethnic groups can often vote as blocs. City Councilman Eric Garcetti, one of the frontrunners, is half Mexican, half Jewish with an Italian last name. So he's struggling just a bit to grab the Latino voters he needs for his coalition. In fact, the Speaker of the State Assembly, John Perez, who represents downtown L.A., at one point questioned whether Garcetti was Latino. He, by the way, is backing the other frontrunner in the race, city controller Wendy Gruhl. Gruhl is white, but she's playing the ethnic card by touting her work long ago for L.A.'s first black mayor, Tom Bradley. She mentions him repeatedly in campaign appearances. She's also seeking to become the city's first woman mayor. And I should mention Councilwoman Jan Perry, who is African-American and Jewish. Those groups helped elect Bradley back in the 70s and 80s, a harder coalition nowadays. But she has a lot less money than Garcetti and Gruhl, and that's really her big challenge.
Why don't we see a candidate that looks like Antonio Villaraigosa?
Some have suggested that Antonio Villaraigosa and his waning popularity have burned out voters on a Latino candidate for mayor. I don't know if that's particularly true. The job of mayor of Los Angeles isn't necessarily a hugely powerful one, not like the powerful mayors of New York and Chicago. So that may be another reason. At this moment, I should also mention there is a Latino candidate, Emmanuel Pleitez. He's just 30 years old, though, and he's an interesting candidate, raised in poverty, now a high-tech executive, but he does not have much money at all. And Rachel, let me just mention one other candidate in the top tier, at least among the top five, Kevin James, the Republican running in this overwhelmingly Democratic city. He would be the city's first gay mayor, but he doesn't really play the gay card if there's one to be played. He focuses a lot instead on the city's fiscal problems.
So this is a primary election. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, the top two finishers compete in a May runoff. What do you figure is the likelihood of that?
99.9%.
Are you sure?
well, you never say 100%. But really, Wendy Gruhl and Eric Garcetti are most likely to get into the runoff. The big question is whether the Republican Kevin James or City Councilwoman Perry can knock out one of those and get into the runoff. So few people show up in these municipal primary elections. Upsets are possible. And interest in this election in particular seems very low. At last check, Rachel, less than 15% of vote-by-mail voters had turned in their ballots.
Frank Stoltz, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Rachel.
Frank Stoltz covers politics for KPCC in Los Angeles. We've got a link to his coverage online at our website, californiareport.org.